Lives of the companions of the Allah Almighty. Lives of the companions of the Allah Almighty.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Respected viewers of Revelation, please recite with me. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله.
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله.
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله.
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله.
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله.
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله.
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله.
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله.
After Hamd and Salat, we welcome you in our program, Lives of the Companions. In this beautiful program, we talk about Sahaba Kiram and advanced biographies. Today, inshallah, we're talking about, in specific, great Sahabi Rasul, subhanallah, Sayyidina Amir Hamza, radiyallahu ta'ala an, uncle of Rasul, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. What a great personality. Allahu Akbar, when you will join this program, you will hear about this great personality who graced this face of earth. You'll be really amazed to know amazing facts about this great personality, not only in his lifetime, but even after his passing away, after his martyrdom. Allahu Akbar. There are many, many accounts in Waqiyat which are witnessed and ulama they have quoted, we'll be discussing in this program. So be with us from start to end, immense amount of knowledge, inshallah, so you'll be learning. But before we proceed towards our topic of the day, let's make few good intentions. Because by Shaykh al-Tariqat, Amir of Ahlul Sunnah, Hazrat Allama, Mawlana, Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, he always reminds us that we should make good intentions. As I am presenting this program, inshallah, make this intention. We will do this for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're watching. You can make this intention. You'll watch from start to end. You'll remember. You'll act upon and pass this knowledge onto others. You can add as many good intentions as possible, because the more intentions you make for a particular task, particular good deed, however remote, you can easily attain. Alhamdulillah, Wasi' Abbas Attari, he joins me in this program. Let's go towards him. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
MashaAllah, Wasi' Abbas bhai, MashaAllah, marhaba. Welcome again. Today we are talking about Sayyidina Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala an. Before we proceed, inshallah, towards our topic, how are you doing? And mashallah, how's everything going?
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Ala kulli hal, everything is very well. And whatever Allah has blessed us with, alhamdulillah, ala kulli hal.
Mashallah, mashallah. Marhaba, marhaba. So today, we will be talking about Sayyidina Amir Hamza, radiyallahu ta'ala. And what a great personality, Allahu Akbar. In the start, I would like to just request you, if you could please shed some light, the basic introduction of this great personality, who is أما رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم أنكل الرسول صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم فاعل الخيرات الله many beautiful titles given by رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم أسد of Allah and أسد of رسول line of Allah سبحانه وتعالى and line of رسول سبحانه what can you talk about this great personality? Can you start just a brief introduction, his name and other attributes, inshallah, we'll be further discussing inshallah.
SubhanAllah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As you beautifully introduce yourself, Rizwan, regarding Sayyidina Amir Hamza radiallahu anhu, a personality of awe, of dignity, of honor, of eminence, someone who was dearly loved by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, someone who holds a lot of eminence, esteem, and someone who even fortune is in awe of. Amir Hamza radiallahu anhu is amongst those personalities who was very, very dear and beloved to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alaihi wasallam, and even the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was very dear to Amir Hamza radiallahu anhu. And why wouldn't he be? That the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was also from his family, and on the other hand, he was also his master. So from many dimensions, the relationship between Amir Hamza radiallahu anhu and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alaihi wasallam was amazing. Amir Hamza radiallahu anhu, he was the uncle, the paternal uncle of Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. The Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam being the nephew of Amir Hamza radiallahu anhu, from one dimension, but from the other dimension, he is the master of Amir Hamza radiallahu anhu. And this love was something that drew Amir Hamza radiallahu anhu towards embracing Islam. This love was something that couldn't see the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam being harmed even in the slightest. And it was this love that made him amongst the leaders of the believers, amongst our masters, where we are in awe of and we feel proud in being amongst the followers and lovers of Amir Hamza radiallahu anhu. When we talk about Amir Hamza radiallahu anhu, as we earlier mentioned, that he was the paternal uncle of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, and his kunya, his patronymic, was Abu Ammara. And he radiallahu anhu, he was born, there are different aqwal, different narrations, opinions in this regard, but according to one very authentic opinion, he radiallahu anhu was born 2 years prior to the birth of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. When we talk about his titles, he was blessed with several titles by the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, which again reflects the level of love that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam had for Amir Hamza radiallahu anhu. One of the titles was Asadullah, the Lion of Allah. One was Asadur Rasul, the Lion of the Messenger of Allah subhanallah. Fa'ilul Khairat, as you introduced in the beginning, that someone who performs righteousness, someone who performs nobility in abundance. And then Sayyidu Shuhada, subhanallah, the chiefs of the martyrs. Now, when we talk about Amir Hamza radiallahu anhu in more detail, we come to know that he radiallahu anhu is such a personality who held a lot of eminence, of course, during the lifetime when he was physically alive, but his authority still continued even after his passing, apparent passing from this world. And we see that many people have gained blessings and their desires by visiting the court of Amir Hamza radiallahu anhu, and the shrine of Amir Hamza radiallahu anhu is amongst those places where du'as are specifically accepted, and people, they especially go in the court of Amir Hamza radiallahu anhu for their du'as to be answered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there are many accounts in this narration, and we also come to know that how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has honored him, not only during his lifetime, but also after his passing, inshallah. As we go further in our today's episode, we'll talk about some of his authorities as well. And specifically, Rizwan bhai, when we talk about Amir Hamza radiallahu anhu, his eminence, his status, his grandeur, we come to know that loving Amir Hamza radiallahu anhu is also very, very important for us. And this has been commanded to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran. Loving Amir Hamza radiallahu anhu. This is something very, very important for us. If you've got that verse before you, I would like you to mention that and what is mentioned in the commentary of that verse. But how beautifully it is, one way we can see from that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to love Amir Hamza radiallahu anhu in the Holy Quran. How that is, I would like you to share that with the views of Madani Channel.
Why not? Respecting views of Madani Channel, the ayah which Wasim Bhai is referring to is in Para 25, Surah Shura, in verse 23. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioned in the Holy Quran, قُلْ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرْبَى.
Subhanallah.
I do not ask for any recompense for the message except love for our kinship. Now, this is the beauty, Allahu Akbar, that Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam does not ask for any recompense.
So this statement which you just mentioned, Allah Almighty ordered the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam to say this. Yes. As it starts with Qul, say, I do not ask for any recompense.
Subhanallah, no doubt, definitely. And there is a historical background behind this, very, very detailed background also. Right? But I'm just going to give a very short, brief introduction for this. That here, Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam is saying that I do not ask for any ujrat, for any recompense against the message of Islam which has passed on to you. Right? But what is that? That you love my
Allah,
kinship. Those they are qarabadda, those that are close to relatives. Ahlul Bayt. And we are talking about today the uncle of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is also amongst the qarabadda, who are also amongst those, they are the close relatives of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is mentioned that from many dimensions, right, from Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala, and he becomes very, very close relatives of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Right.
And one of the most closest relation which he holds is because he is the paternal uncle of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala his Sayyida Amina radiallahu ta'ala anhas, what you call the cousin, she was the cousin
the
of
the mother of Amir
Hamza radiallahu ta'ala. She was the cousin of Rasulullah alayhi salam's mother. In that way, he is the
maternal cousin.
Maternal cousin of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala and is also a you can say the milk brother, the da'i brother, which is known as, right? Of Rasulullah alayhi salam. Because Rasulullah alayhi salam and Sayyidina Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala and drank the milk of Hazrat Fuwaiba and Hazrat Halima Sabiha radiallahu ta'ala. And in this way, they are the milk brothers. So in these very three important relations, Sayyidina Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala is very close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and it is hukm of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which was said by the tongue of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that I do not need any recompense from you against the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which has passed upon to you, but that you love my relatives, close relatives, Allahu Akbar, and he is amongst those very close ones. So this ayah also demands us that we love Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu ta'ala. Not only this, but because Rasulullah alayhi salatu salam loved him so much.
Allah.
So this also demands that we should also love
him. Whoever is loved by our beloved is loved to us.
No doubt. And the love of Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala and Rasulullah alayhi salatu salam is also distinctive. And there are many, you can say, accounts, and there are many, subhanAllah, we will be talking about that, where Rasulullah alayhi salatu salam particularly mentioned. Right? And Allah Akbar, the titles which Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam gave to Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala, and the way he protected Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on many occasions.
At many occasions.
And at the same time, in Badr also,
indeed,
the way the bravery of Sayyidina Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala, alhamdulillah, that was also one of the, you can say, expeditions where Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala showed his bravery. At the same time, it was another way of protecting his Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah was very, very much beloved to him. So if we go further to this topic and we talk about Sayyidina Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala, we know that Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam, this very beloved uncle, he was not Muslim before.
Right.
And what is an account which brought him towards Islam, and how did he embrace Islam, and what was that account? Could you please mention?
SubhanAllah. That's amazing, as one way, as you mentioned about the love between both these personalities. At one side we see uncle and nephew, but on the other side we see master and ardent devotee. This the distinctive love which you mentioned, it was this love that drew Amir Hamza radiallahu anhu towards embracing Islam. And the account behind this is faith refreshing, and something that makes us realize that how much Amir Hamza radiallahu anhu loved the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And from other dimension, we can also see that it was this love that made him become a believer. It was this love that drew him in the folds of Islam. And the account is beautiful, where Amir Hamza radiallahu anhu stated that he had a great inclination towards hunting as well.
Okay.
And one day when he went to the jungle to hunt, and when he came back, then he came to know that Abu Jahl, who was one of the staunchest of the enemies of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he had disrespected the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam severely. And he hadn't treated the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam nicely, as was his normal routine. Now, Amir Hamza radiallahu anh, he loved the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam dearly, even at this moment of time, when he hadn't embraced Islam yet. But still, he loved the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam dearly. So when he came to know about this, he became furious and angry that how come Abu Jahl has treated my nephew in this way. So he goes to Abu Jahl and he starts to beat him. Now, Abu Jahl, he starts to give explanations for his action. He said that, "Oh Hamza, have you not seen that what religion has Muhammad brought?" Sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And he carries on to say that he talks ill of our gods, and he calls our forefathers to be unintelligent. Now, Amir Hamza radiallahu anh, he had not embraced faith as of now. And even in this moment of time, the love of the Prophet ﷺ, the love of his nephew, had overwhelmed his heart. And now, in defense of the Prophet ﷺ, he said to Abu Jahl, after listening to what he said to Abu Jahl that you indeed are insane, you indeed are unintelligent, that you consider those to be your gods who you make, you create with your own hands. And in this moment of time, out of the love of the Prophet ﷺ, Amir Hamza radiallahu anhu, he said that I bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is his true messenger. So out of the love of the Prophet ﷺ, Amir Hamza radiallahu anhu, he declared his statement of faith to Abu Jahl. Now, the heart of Amir Hamza radiallahu anhu was overwhelmed with the love of the Prophet ﷺ, and he had read the Shahada. Now after this he says that I became worried. An entire night I kept thinking about myself, I kept thinking about the Shahada that I had taken. And in the morning he says that I went in the Haram of the Kaaba and I beseechingly implored in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, O Allah, broaden my chest, open my chest for the truth, for haq, and this doubt that I have, O Allah, remove this doubt from me. And he says that my dua was just completed and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removed this doubt from my heart, and my surety in the Prophet is solidified, became firm. And then I came in the court of the Prophet, mentioned him everything, and the Prophet also made dua for me.
Subhanallah. And that's how we accept Islam. But now let's include one segment, inshallah, and that is the message of the scholar. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa
sallam. Lives of the companions, radiallahu anhum.
It is said, what goes around comes around. When you help people in tough times, in their illnesses, in their funerals, in the times of difficulties and calamities, you will be helped too. But unfortunately, nowadays there are many seen in our society who neither share happiness nor sorrows. I'm just trying to draw your attention. Such people should reflect in case if they are inflicted in any problem or calamity, nobody will stand beside them. Because what goes around comes around. It's true, you reap what you sow. There are certain individuals who have this charisma. If they are not seen in a gathering, they are missed because of their helpful character and possessing quality of sharing people's happiness and sorrows. When they're not around, people miss them. And those who do not socialize with people, when they get ill, they complain that nobody comes to them. But dear, you did not go to anyone. Who will come to you? Who knows you are not well? It's your fault you did not socialize. First, you did not share people's happiness or sorrows. Why are you complaining now that nobody comes to you? Yes, my dear Islamic brothers, it is our moral duty to attend funeral prayers, to go and visit the sick. If someone is not feeling well and we know, we should go and see them. May Allah protect us from all sorts of diseases. But in case if you find out that somebody is suffering from cancer or any severe disease, we should go to such relatives or neighbors. Yes, dear Islamic brothers, we must take time out. We must manage and take some time out of our busy schedule to visit the sick in hospital or maybe to their house. We can manage that, can't we? May our life, our parents be sacrificed upon Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam. Our beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam used to go out of Medina in order to visit those that were sick. He alayhi salatu wasalam is the best role model for us. So shouldn't we do the same?
Lives of the companions, radiallahu anhum.
Beautiful message, mashallah, it was an English dubbed clip of Maulana Imran Attari Hafizahullah. What goes around comes around. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq, whatever we have learned to act upon. Ameen bijahi Nabil Ameen. Today we're talking about Hazrat Ali Hamza radiallahu ta'ala. But see, my last week, Ali Hamza radiallahu ta'ala's ishaar, Allahu Akbar, there are certain ayahs even revealed in the shan and see honor of Sayyidina Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala. Would you mind explaining one, inshallah?
Indeed, Rizwan, with his verse number 102 of Surah An'am, translation is, will the one who was dead, then we gave him life, Allah, and made for him a light with which he walks amongst the people, become like the one in darkness from which he shall never escape. Now, this verse is very comprehensive in terms of learning lessons from it, and in terms of enlightening of our hearts further with the love of Amir Hamza radiallahu anh. Because this verse also depicts the honor and eminence of Sayyidina Amir Hamza radiallahu anh. How is that? Because this verse is also telling us about what true life is.
Yeah.
What truly being alive actually means. How is that? Now, Amir Hamza radiallahu anh had lived in this world for approximately 40 years, right? And now he would walk, he would eat, he would perform normal acts as a living person would normally do so. But then, even despite this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Kana maytan," meaning like the dead.
Allah.
This was prior to his embracing of Islam. And after he embraced Islam, then, and when his heart illuminated with the luminosity of faith, then Allah Almighty said, and then we gave him life. So this again, at one side we come to know that the actual life is Iman, is faith. A person who possesses faith, in real terms, he is alive. On the other hand, we come to know that a heart which is void of faith, which does not possess the luminosity of faith, even though we will see him walking, moving, etc., but in real sense, it is dead. This is what is being explained in this verse, and it is referring to Amir Hamza radiallahu anh, that prior to his embracing of faith, the example that was given was that life of death. But after embracing faith, and we gave him life. So this was in the honor of Amir Hamza radiallahu anh, that after his embracing of faith, this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned regarding him, that and then we gave him life. Masha'a. This was after his embracing of Islam.
So for us also, it's a very important message, respect viewers of Madani Channel. The most important treasure what we possess is our
indeed
Iman, our faith.
Indeed.
And without that, what is a debt? And with Iman, with faith, actually life a person gets. And that's what we mean. That's what we make dua. That's what we should always ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Indeed.
Ya Allah, when we live with our faith, with our Iman intact. When we depart from this mortal world, we live with our Iman intact. With the virtue of Sayyidina Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala. And respecting Yusuf Madani Channel, now it's a time to include one segment in our program, and that is, did you know?
Lives of the Companions, radiallahu anhum.
See, Masbah, inshallah, we'll ask questions and answers from each other. The very first question which I've got for you is, what does the reverence for the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam require us to do?
Subhanallah. The reverence for the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam requires that everything that is related to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is revered, is worthy of reverence for us. And it is wajib for us to honor it.
Subhanallah.
So the question for you is, one way, that has Allah granted anyone authority over all the worlds?
Yes, Allah Azza wa Jal has given the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wa Alihi Wa Sallam authority over all the worlds.
Subhanallah, Subhanallah,
MashaAllah. Jee, one for you. What kind of authority does the Holy Rasul Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wa Alihi Wa Sallam has in all the world?
Allah Almighty has bestowed the keys of all the treasures of the earth and the heavens upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. Now the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam distributes all the blessings and favors of Allah Almighty in the entire universe.
Subhanallah.
So the question for you is that, how is it to say that Allah is Hazir and Nazir?
It should not be said that Allah Azza wa Jal is Hazir and Nazir, because Allah Azza wa Jal is free from being surrounded by any place. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi alayhi rahma has said, to be Hazir and Nazir at every place is certainly not the attribute of Allah Azza wa Jal, because Allah Azza wa Jal is free from being surrounded by any place. MashaAllah. Now, this is the question for you. Is the noble Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam present everywhere with his human body?
The answer is that no, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is not present everywhere with his human body. Instead, He, alayhi salatu wasalam, is present everywhere with his noor, soul and knowledge, like the sun that shines in the sky, but its light and luminosity remain present on the earth. However, if he sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam wants, he can be present anywhere with his physical body.
Inshallah, respected viewers of Madani Channel, we will include a few more segments in our program, but now let's talk about the personality we are talking about, Sayyidina Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala. And when we talk about Sayyidina Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala, and there are many fada'il and excellences, right? Which have been mentioned. There is one more ayah of the Holy Quran, if you would like to mention.
And that also shows us the promise that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made, which is mentioned in Surah Qasas, verse number 61, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that so is he to whom we have promised a good promise, which he will receive like him whom we have granted only provision of worldly life to take benefit from, then he will be from those who are presented after being seized on the day of judgment. Now, in this verse, two people have been discussed. Two people have been mentioned. One is he to whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the promise that he will definitely and certainly attain paradise.
Yeah.
And the second person is he who was given the provision, the wealth of this world, and on the day of judgment he will be trapped, he will be seized. So can both these persons, both these people be equal?
Of course not.
Of course not. Now, the Quranic exegetes, the commentators of the Quran, they've mentioned over here that both these people mentioned in this verse are Amir Hamza radiallahu an and Abu Jahl. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned both of them in this ayah, in this verse. Now, one person is with whom Allah Almighty made the promise of Jannah, of paradise, that is none other than Amir Hamza radiallahu an. And the other person who was given the wealth of this dunya and who will be seized on the day of judgment, he is none other than Abu Jahl. So again, in this verse is one way we come to know that the one of the best of the mankind is being discussed, and the worst of the mankind is also being discussed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned the praise of one in the same verse and the condemnation of the one in the same verse. So the praised one is who? Is Amir Hamza radiallahu anhu, with whom Allah Almighty is making a promise of Jannah. And on the other hand, the worst one, who is Abu Jahl, who is being admonished and warned of the punishment and seas of the hereafter.
MashaAllah. This is the Zat of Sayyidina Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala. And Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah must be, there is a hadith in Mu'jam Kabir. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has been mentioned to have said, no doubt it is mentioned on the seventh sky. Hamza ibn Abdul Muttalib, Asadu Allah wa Asadu Rasulullah. That Hamza bin Abdul Muttalib is the line of Allah and His Messenger.
Allah.
This is the Zat. وہی شیر ہے خدا کے اور شیر مصطفیٰ کے ہیں محب حبیب داور آقا امیر حمزہ. What a great personality. He is not only the line of Allah, but he is also the line of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is mentioned where? On seventh sky. Who is saying Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam? Allah. He mentioned Qasam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then he said that this is what is written on seventh sky. This is the shan. And it is mentioned Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah alayhi wasallam said, in the night I went in Jannah, I entered into Jannah and I saw Hamz radiallahu ta'ala and he was present with his friend. This is the authority of Rasul alayhi wasallam. He is on earth. But his ikhtiyar, we were talking about the authority of Rasulullah a while ago, right? And this is the ikhtiyar, this is the authority, this is the power of Rasulullah being on earth. At night, if he wants, he can visit in Jannah. SubhanAllah. And Rasulullah said that I visited Jannah at night and I saw who was present there, Hamza radiallahu ta'ala, with his friends. This is the knowledge of Rasul and this is the authority of Rasul, this is the access of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Allahu Akbar. And further it is mentioned in one riwayat that at night I entered into Jannah and I saw Hazrat Ja'far Tayyar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Allahu Akbar. He was flying with angels. Allahu Akbar. And Sayyidina Hamza radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was leaning
on a throne.
So this is the shan of Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu ta'ala and Allahu Akbar. Respected viewers of Madinah Channel, what can you talk about these art of Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu ta'ala? The more you talk about, the more you fall in love with this personality. Definitely, we'll further talk about his fadail, his excellencies, inshallah. And there are many karamat which are also related after the passing away of Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala. Now, let's include one segment in our program, and that is words of wisdom. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Lives of the companions radiallahu anhum.
Respective viewers, today, the words of wisdom we've got is saying of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. A person who goes to the grave without provisions, which means good deeds, is like the one who starts traveling by sea without a ship.
Allah.
It's a beautiful saying of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. We should have zahira with us, provisions with us, right, when we are traveling. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq that we prepare for the hereafter, for our grave, for the day of judgment too. Amen. Wasim Abbas bin Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala and ziyarat of Jibreel Amin.
Subhanallah.
The angels cannot be seen by the normal humans.
Indeed.
Anbiya Ikram, they can only see them. But this was the wish of Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala. Right? They want to see. He radiallahu anhu wanted to see. Who chief of the angels? Jibreel Amin. What is the account please mention for you?
SubhanAllah. And again over here we see the love of Amir Hamza radiallahu anhu and the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. But what a beautiful relationship they had.
He couldn't deny.
He couldn't deny, and he was asking his beloved, like, you know, if your son is very dear to you, he knows that my father loves me so much and I love my father. He knows that whatever I ask him, he'll give it to me. So this also shows how, you know, greatly this love was manifested through this very account where once Amir Hamza radiallahu anhu, he asked the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, saying that, O Messenger of Allah, I wish to behold Jibreel Amin alayhi salam in his true form. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, my dear uncle, you do not possess the power of doing so. Now Amir Hamza radiallahu anhu, he insisted. And the Prophet ﷺ, he then said that, okay, then sit on the ground. And Amir Hamza radiallahu anhu, he abided by. And a little while later, Jibreel Amin ﷺ, he descended upon the roof of the Kaaba. And the Prophet ﷺ, he said to Amir Hamza radiallahu anhu, that, O beloved uncle, raise your gaze. And now, as soon as Amir Hamza radiallahu anhu, he raised his gaze, Allah, and saw Jibreel Amin ﷺ in his true form,
he fainted.
He fell unconscious.
Allah.
He couldn't take this, and he fell unconscious. So again, this shows us, Rizwan Bey, not only the love that Amir Hamza radiallahu anhu, the Prophet ﷺ had, it also shows us the authority of the Prophet ﷺ, which we were talking about earlier, and it also shows us the beliefs of the Sahaba. That Amir Hamza radiallahu anhu, knew that the Prophet ﷺ can grant me this honor. He can make me behold Jibreel Amin alayhi salam. Then when the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said to him that raise your gaze, now he was able to behold, see Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam. It was the same gaze, it was the same environment, everything was same. But now the permission of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was there. When he insisted, he knew who he is insisting to. He knew that Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam has this authority to make me attain this privilege. He knew that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted this honor to the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam.
That's a separate story whether he was able to do it or not.
Indeed.
His wish was there.
He knew he himself can't do it. Yeah. He has to go through the channel of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, through the medium of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam to attain this. And again, these accounts beautifully clarify our beliefs, clarify that what should we believe in terms of the authorities of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and then how beautifully the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam also blessed him and fulfilled his desire, his wish.
When we talk about the shahadat of Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala, the martyrdom of Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala, And it made Rasulullah alayhi wasallam very much upset and grieved when Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala departed from this mortal world and he was martyred. And by the blessed body of Sayyidina Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala when he had been martyred, Rasulullah alayhi wasallam stood and he said, Ya Hamza, O Hamza, Ya Amma Rasulullah, O the uncle of Rasul of Allah, Wa Asab Allah, Wa Asab Rasulih, O the line of Allah, the line of Rasul, the messenger. Ya Hamza, Ya Fa'il al Khairat, O Hamza, who stepped forward, right, a lot towards righteousness, towards good. Ya Hamza, Ya Kashif al Karamat, Allahu Akbar. O Hamza, O the one who removes grief, the sorrows. Ya Hamza, Ya Rabban. An walihi Rasulullah, O Hamza, who remove the enemies from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, these were the beautiful titles and praise Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam mentioned, standing by the side of Sayyidina Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala's blessed body after the martyrdom. And then in one narration, Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam said, may Allah shower his mercy, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his mercy upon you. And respective views of mention, this is the zaat of Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu ta'ala no Allahu Akbar. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and ability that we also love the great personalities, Sahaba Ikram. They had given everything for the sake of Allah and His Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, even to the extent of their own lives. They sacrificed for the Islam. And what sacrifices are we making? This is the question that we should do. If only in this day and age, if we can sacrifice our wealth, our maal, if we can sacrifice our time, if we can learn and teach the religion of Islam to our upcoming generations, to us, and at least we should do that. Wasim Razbi, now it's the time to include one segment, inshallah. We'll come back and further talk about this great personality. Now it's the time to include daily hadith in our program. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Lives of the companions radiallahu anhum.
As believers, our every action should be done solely to earn the rida, the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We shouldn't show off, we shouldn't be ostentatious, because we know the reward will be given from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People will not reward us. In one narration, she is found in Al-Mu'jam Al-Awsat, we're encouraged to do things only for the sake of Allah, and the reward is also mentioned. And this hadith is in particular regards to building masajid, houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyid Aisha radiallahu anha is the rawiya, the narrator. She states, the Prophet alayhi salam said, the person who builds a masjid for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and does not intend to show off by doing so and boast about it. So there's none of this boasting, showing off included in that intention. Allah Almighty will build a house for such a person in paradise. What do we learn? When we do things sincerely for Allah, solely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these are the rewards we attain. As opposed to doing things for people where the action will be done, but we will return empty-handed. May Allah ta'ala grant us tawfiq to ensure that our each and every action is done with sincerity and solely for His sake. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Lives of the companions, radiallahu anhum.
SubhanAllah. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, we were hearing a beautiful hadith of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And today we are talking about a great personality, Sayyidina Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala. Wasim Basri, at the time of the janaza of Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala an, Allahu Akbar, and it is mentioned in Ghazwa Uhud, when Sayyidina Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala was martyred, and the Sahaba ikram were martyred, Rasulullah alayhi sallam, the janaza of Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala an was offered by many other Sahaba ikram. Other Sahaba ikram would come, and the janaza of Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala was also placed there, and then the janaza was offered. And this was the zaat, and it is also mentioned that the angels, they gave ghusl to Amir of Hamza. What is that about, if you would like to mention?
In terms of the funeral salah of Amir Hamza radiallahu anhu, the narration that you touched upon, it is stated that the funeral, the janaza of Amiri Hamza radiallahu anhu was offered, and then each martyr of Uhud would be brought and his funeral salah would be offered, and his janaza would be kept next to Amiri Hamza radiallahu anhu. And in another narration it is stated that a batch of 10 martyrs would be brought, and janaza, the funeral, would be offered over all of them. And for every single batch, when the janaza would be offered, Amir Hamza radiallahu anhu would be included every single time. This was the status, the majesty of Amir Hamza radiallahu anhu. It's not for any reason that he's called, it's not for no reason that he's called Sayyidu Shuhada, the leader of the martyrs. And when we talk about the angels giving him ghusl, then we come to know that it was Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Now look at the personalities who are lowering him in his grave. Sayyidina, the first caliph of Islam, Abdul al-Bashar, Ba'd al-Anbiya, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Then second caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu. Then the fourth caliph of Islam, the Lion of Allah, Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza, Karram Allahu ta'ala wajhahu al-Kareem. These personalities, they lower him in his grave. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is standing by the edge of his grave. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam says that I saw that the angels are bathing Amir Hamza radiallahu anhu. This is coming from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, who knows the unseen, who knows the ghaib, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has opened these branches of knowledge upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam.
But now, in fact, Masih ibn Azrai, that this is proven from Quran.
Indeed.
That the one who is martyred in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is alive.
Indeed.
He is given risk.
Indeed.
Now, this is the zat of Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala. He is not only shaheed, he is Sayyidu Shuhada.
Sayyidu Shuhada.
What would be his maqam, Allahu Akbar? What would be his shahada, status in majesty, subhanAllah, in honor in before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Very important last account I would like to mention, and it is really, really faith refreshing. Abu Abbas Basri rahmatullahi ta'ala, he says that once Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala and Mazari Park, and I went after the martyrdom, it is the Mazar of Sayyidina Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala, which is also alhamdulillah present when you go to Madinat al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when you go to Uhud, the area there where the battle of Uhud took place, and there is Mazar of Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala. And today many Ushaq Ali Mustafa, the devotees of Prophet alayhi sallam, they particularly go and visit the shrine of Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala. Now, Abu Abbas Nasi rahmatullahi ta'ala says that once I went to pay visit to the shrine of Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala,
right.
And one more person, he started walking behind me. Mm-hmm. When we reached to the mazar of Amir Hamza radiallahu automatically the door opened. The mazar's door, the shrine's door opened. And then we entered inside. Allahu Akbar. And then there we saw Rijalul Ghaib, meaning one of the Awliya Kiram, the Awliya Allah's, one of the, and we saw one person, right?
Tahji.
He was one of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And at that time, I made dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma as'aluka al-afwa wal-afiyata wal-mu'afata fi dunya wal-akhirah. So Allah, I ask you for the forgiveness and afiyah of this world and the hereafter. Both ones. What a jami, what a comprehensive dua it is, subhanAllah. Asking the betterment of this dunya and hereafter. He says, I ask this dua. And there, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, standing there next to the shrine of, because I saw that today something is special. You see, automatic door is opening by itself, and we saw in Rijal al Ghaib, Allahu Akbar. And then I made a dua. Shaykh Abu Abbas, Mercy Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, he says that I asked that person who was walking behind me, who was my companion at that time, who was with me, and I said that this is the time of acceptance of dua. You ask whatever you want to ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And my companion, the one who was with me, he also made dua. He said, Ya Allah, may I get one dinar.
Allah.
One dinar is a gold coin, right? He asked that. He says that after finishing the dua from there, and we went, I went to my Pir Murshid, my Shaykh, Abu Hassan Shazili.
SubhanAllah.
Allahu Akbar.
Allah.
And that person who was with me, he was also with me. And we had not even spoken, nothing yet, right? And our Shaykh, Abu Hassan Shazili, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he told to that person who had made dua for that
one dinar.
Dinar. He said, Allahu Akbar. That was the time of acceptance of dua, and you just ask one dinar.
Allah.
Come, Himmat. This is the word he used. Abul Abbas. And then he said, why did you not ask like Abul Abbas, the Afiyah and Afu of this world in the hereafter? Why did you ask that?
Allah.
Somali Islamic brothers, viewers of Madani Channel, this is the adab of the dua also. We learn that. And there are so many things that we can learn. The barakah and blessing to visit the shrines of Awliya Allah, Sahaba Ikram, it is the practice of our pious predecessors.
Indeed.
That's how they used to pay visit. And making dua next to the shrines of Awliya Allah, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of course, dua we make in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the wasila of these great personalities. And making dua at such places where the rahmah descends is the means of the acceptance of dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We also learned that. One more thing we learned, that people of that time, they used to have shuyukh, right? And they were spiritually also connected to some sort of sheikh, and they used to take barakah. And then what a beautiful guidance that sheikh also gave, that when you're asking from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, why do you ask a little? Why don't you ask more and more according to the majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And especially when you've got a chance for the acceptance of dua, then you should ask wholeheartedly, and the more you can ask, the better it is, as long as it is permissible. So this is the barakah and blessing of paying visits. So even today, if somebody goes and pays visit, right, in the court of Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala, and then his dua is accepted.
Indeed.
And he can get many, many, many barakah blessings. Time does not permit us. We are already above the time, but I think I've been told that we've got a few more minutes to go. Wasim, is there anything else you would like to share at the end about Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala, Sayyid al-Shuhada, Rasulullah alayhi sallam's blessed, beautiful uncle?
SubhanAllah. There's so much to talk about, Rizwan Bey. You earlier touched upon his bravery as well. And Amir Hamza radiallahu anhu is that personality who was the first individual in the history of Islam to raise the flag of Islam, to be the flag bearer of Islam in the very first expedition that set out on the name of Islam. That was in Ramadan 1 Hijri, when the Prophet he set forth, he made this army go for an expedition. And Amir Hamza radiallahu anhu, he was the flag bearer of the Islamic army. Although there was no the need for battle didn't arise, but he radiallahu anhu was the first flag bearer, the leader of that very army, and that is known as Sariya Hamza. Sariya is that battle which the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he made the army go for it and did not participate himself in that very battle. So Amir Hamza radiallahu anhu was the first flag bearer of that, the first expedition that went in the name of Islam. And then during the expedition of Badr, his bravery was second to none. How he displayed his bravery, and then
even in the time of Uhud,
indeed in 3 Hijri, when the battle of Uhud took place, he fought bravely, and many enemies of Islam, he sent them to hellfire. And then after that, he was oppressively martyred, and his blessed body was mutilated. And how that entire account took place, that really renders our hearts into pieces. However, the symbol of loyalty, the symbol of determination, the symbol of perseverance, the symbol of prophetic love, someone who loved the Prophet ﷺ immensely, and the Prophet ﷺ also loved him daily. He left this world on 15 Shawwal al-Mukarram 3 Hijri in the plains of Uhud, where his shrine is situated again today. And it is a focal point for the devotees of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, for the devotees of Amir Hamza radiallahu anhu, a place where du'as are accepted. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that may Allah Almighty shower His choices of mercies and blessings upon the shrine of Amir Hamza radiallahu anhu, and may Allah Almighty forgive us all for the sake of Amir Hamza radiallahu
anhu. I really cannot resist to mention this account, and this is really, really beautiful. And before we leave, respective of Madani Channel, there are many who are childless and they want subhanallah, the son or daughter from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I would like to just mention this, inshallah, Zawajal, and you can also try when you go to Madinatul Nabi. Once Sheikh Mahmud Kurdi, rahmatullahi ta'ala, right, he went to the mazar of Hazrat Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala, and he said, salam, in the court of Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala, and he said that I heard from my own ears. Ali Hamza radiallahu ta'ala and replied from Mazar Sharif. He replied my salam from, and I heard the salam from inside. He said, Sheikh Mahmood, you will have a son. Right? A son will be born in your house. And give him name Hamza. Name him Hamza. Sheikh Mahmood rahmatullahi ta'ala says that bidi tawfiq Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me son, right? And I named him Hamza.
Subhanahu
wa ta'ala. So what is the shan of Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala? That he not only gave the reply of the salam inside from the shrine, and this was the karamat of Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala. And he knew that radiallahu ta'ala, that the wife of Sheikh Mahmood, she is pregnant, right? And he radiallahu ta'ala, he also knew, it was another karama, right? That she, the child will be born and that will be son, not a daughter. These are the powers given to Awliya Allah, and this is what you gain when you visit the shrine of Sahaba Ikram, Ali ibn Ridwan, Awliya Ikram, and SubhanAllah, and then we make dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through their wasila. Your dua are accepted. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us barakah and blessings. Yeah. This is what a short tribute we have paid in the court of Sayyidina Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept. Yeah. That's all for today. We'll be back with another beautiful episode, with another beautiful personality next week. Keep watching Madani channel. Keep reciting Salat on Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
Lives of the companions radiallahu anhum. Lives of the companions radiallahu anhum.